الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد to complete the sequence of what we were talking about with respect to changes that happen with respect to changes in the environment with respect to any stress and strain with respect to any difficulties and so on and so forth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayah before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with respect to all the plans that were being made by the enemies to harm him and to destroy the work of da'wah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'a alladhina taqaw, with the people who have taqwa. Walladhina hum muhsinun, and the ones who do ihsan. Inna allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw, walladhina hum muhsinun. The two conditions for the help of Allah, the two conditions for the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm unfortunately unable to translate it adequately. Calling it the help of Allah is very inadequate. It's only one piece. The ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah is with. Now, with in every sense of the term. As I have said before, one is to go to the king and the king said, I will help you. Or the king says, take this. Or even if the king says, whatever you want. That is one part of the help of the king. The other one is when the king says, I am with you. Now, if you see the two difference, I will help you. I will help you can be subjective also. I will help you how much? Until when? What is the kind of this help? Is it monetary help? Is it moral help? Is it what kind of help? You know, there are so many questions related to I will help you. Although it is a good statement, I will help you. But there can be many questions. But I am with you has no boundaries. I am with you means what? It means in every single way. Whatever you might need, I am with you. Inna allaha ma'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with. Alladhina taqaw. Walladhina hum muhsinun. So the two conditions of the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, is to have taqwa and to have ihsan. Now, taqwa is an internal condition. It is the internal focus, never to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to fear the displeasure of Allah. It is to fear the displeasure of Allah. This is an internal thing in the heart. How much taqwa you have or I have, nobody can say. Because this is an internal condition of ours. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the highest level of taqwa, inshallah, and to keep us with istiqamat on that level. Al-ihsan is the outward expression of this taqwa. This is my understanding and my definition of ihsan. Ihsan is the outward expression. And what is my dalil for saying the outward expression? It is the definition or the description of ihsan that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to Jibreel alayhi salam. The answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Jibreel alayhi salam with respect to ihsan was what? Antabudallaha ka'annaka tara. Worship Allah as if you are seeing Him. Now, worship Allah is a physical thing. I mean, you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something which is an outward expression. As if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that if you don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. So, the al-ihsan is the outward expression of taqwa. Only a muttaqi can work on ihsan. These are two completely related things. Somebody who has no taqwa cannot be on ihsan. There is no question of that. So, al-ihsan is the outward expression of taqwa, which is an internal condition. So, the person who has taqwa, that taqwa is expressed in action. Al-ihsan. And that action, as was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always gave any examples with relation to salah. Because that was the peak of the matter, that is the first thing that we are going to be questioned about. We ask Allah to make that questioning easy and not to question us. So this, that, he mentioned it with respect to salah, but it extended to every aspect of life. It was not restricted to Salah. He mentioned it with respect to Salah, but it is not restricted to Salah. So, Alayhi Ihsan translates into everything in life. For example, with regard to Alayhi Ihsan in terms of bayah, in terms of trade, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give the customer a little more. Now, that is Alayhi Ihsan. He said, give it a little more. He's buying 10 yards of cloth, give him a couple of inches more. He's asking you for a certain weight of something, give a little bit more. So, do a little bit more. And it's not only in terms of quantity. For example, how you deal with the customer. You may be giving him the same thing, but the way you deal with the customer, the respect you show to the customer, the affection you show to the customer, the way in which you honor the customer, what you do with the customer who does not even buy. Maybe he wastes a lot of your time, he looks at everything in the shop, then he walks away. What do you do with that customer? So, Al-Ihsan is translated into every aspect of our lives. You're teaching a class, what do you do with this class? How do you teach that class? Is it a routine job? Yeah, I've got a salary, I've got to finish this work, I've got to finish this portion, I must finish this book. And you are, or is it that every class before you enter the class, as I keep saying all the time, before you enter the class, say to yourself, today I will teach like I've never taught before. Make this niyyah before you enter the class. Today I will teach like I have never taught before. As if this is the last class of your life. As if this is the last lecture that you will ever give. Give it with that passion. Give it with that understanding. Give it as if these are your last words. After this, you are going to die. And you will not be able to speak again. So, make sure that those last words are the best thing that you can ever speak. So, this is the issue of Ihsan. Translating it into everything in life. And that Ihsan comes out of taqwa. And the one who has taqwa as an internal condition, and this taqwa is expressed as Ihsan in his external condition, that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah is with that person. Now obviously, the one with whom Allah is, he la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, he has neither fear nor does he have sadness, neither his past is bad nor his future is bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of him, Allah is with him, his dunya is good, his akhirat is good, nobody can trouble him, nobody can give him difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the hearts of people towards that person, the love of that person is established on the face of the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him. That is what you want. And therefore, I remind myself and you, let us look at ourselves and say, how much of taqwa do I have in my heart, and how much of that is expressed in terms of al-ihsan. Please understand, al-ihsan, it starts with the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam, starts with our ibadat, starts with halal and haram, starts with earning halal, eating halal. It starts with the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our life. This is Ihsan. If you don't have that, you can talk till the cows come home. There is no Ihsan. Ihsan has to begin with this. Has to begin with our ibadat. It has to begin with our aqaid. It has to begin with our... And then it goes on into our muamilat. It goes on into our akhlaq. And it goes on into our muashira, which is the outcome of all of this. That is al-ihsan. It begins and ends with this. All aspects of our life. It's not restricted to one. Therefore, we must be very clear in our minds. When we are assessing ourselves, one of our biggest problems is this selective obedience. We do what we like and we leave what we don't like, and then we think that we are doing a great thing. We are not. That is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah wants us to be complete in our actions, and therefore al-ihsan is to bring the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into every single aspect of our lives. And when I'm saying bring, it means obviously into every aspect of life, whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not, because we know that this is the best. And that is why I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to make it easy for us, and to keep us on that with istiqamat, and to bless us and to make it easy for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.